Jason Lusaka. Meal of Power. Power. 91.3 FM.
Ananipenda leo kuliko jana. baraka zake hazikuishi, si kama binadamu abadilikie.
Ananipenda leo kuliko jana.
All your favorite hits, favorite with extra power.
91.3.
A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power 91.3 FM, 91.3 FM, bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Good morning. This is your weekly recap, and these are your headlines. President Hichilema appointed technical committee for constitutional reforms. Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga said Zambia needs a strong opposition ahead of the 2026 general elections. In international news, former Congolese president sentenced to death for war crimes. In sports, Grant named 26-member provisional squad for back-to-back World Cup clashes.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. In local news on Monday, Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga said Zambia needs a strong opposition ahead of the 2026 general elections, emphasizing its importance to the country's democracy. Speaking in an interview with Parafim News in Lusaka, Father Mapulanga advised opposition political parties to remain firm as the country goes to the polls next year. Father Mapulanga observed that the 2026 general elections will be crucial and that political players must begin now to prepare to accept the outcome of the polls. He added that his organization looks forward to a peaceful election process, warning that it should not be marred by intimidation, especially from the ruling party. He also encouraged opposition to avoid engaging in political violence, stating that they should instead organize themselves to firmly participate in next year's elections for the good of the country.
Justice should be done. Governance should be in place. Elections is part of governance, and the peaceful elections is what we look up to. When we have peaceful elections, then we know that our people will be at ease and life will be better. So we look forward to that. We urge people to take elections seriously, to avoid crime during elections, to avoid fighting, and let us elect our leaders in a peaceful way, as we do always. Those who are in the ruling party, it's not time to mock others. Those who are in the opposition party, is also not time to pick fights, for example. We always want to have two sides, those who are ruling and those who are opposing. We want to appeal to those who are opposing to organize themselves so that we have credible elections. We want a strong opposition.